soltanto il respirare, c'è soltanto il camminare, e nessuno che respira, e nessuno che cammina, è la pace.
Happiness in the walking. So English is not my first language, but I'm going to offer the translation into English.
Good morning, dear friends. Today is July 27 in the year 2011, and we are in the sittings, the Stillwater Meditation Hall of the Upper Hamlet. You may imagine Tai as a little boy. Tai was a little boy just like you. He played, he cried, he jumped. He had fun too. One day the little boy saw a picture of the Buddha on the cover of a Buddhist magazine. The Buddha was sitting beautifully on the grass. When the Buddha sits, it's very pretty to see. We have to let the Buddha in us sit. The Buddha knows how to sit in beauty. The beauty of the Buddha sitting is seen in mountains and rivers. There's a Buddha in us, so we can invite the Buddha in us to sit. There's beauty, there's solidity, there's lightness, peace in the Buddha. So each one of us can train to sit as the Buddha, right now, right here and now. We sit in such a way that peace, relaxation, lightness are possible right now. There's a Buddha inside, that's for sure. There's no doubt about it. Everyone is a Buddha to be. A flower to all of you Buddhas to be. A lotus to all of you Buddhas to be. That's the Buddhist greeting in Plum Village. I became a novice monk at the age of 16. There was so much joy and happiness for me when I became a novice monk. And the first thing that I was given to study, to learn, was a notebook with about 50 poems, verses. We begin our life as a monk with poetry. There were 50 poems, 50 verses to be learned by heart for the practice of mindfulness. And I remember the first poem. It has 4 lines to learn by heart so we can practice. And I'm going to share with you that poem. Waking up this morning, I smile. 24 brand new hours are in front of me. I vow to live each moment deeply and look at all beings with the eyes of compassion. Just about 20 words in the classical Chinese or the Vietnamese. Each line has 5 words, and there's 4 lines. So waking up this morning, I smile. Waking up this morning, I smile. The first thing you do as a practitioner is to smile. The first thing we should do every day is smile. When you wake up, sometimes we forget, and that's why I sometimes write the word smile and I can stick it up on the ceiling where I'll see it when I open my eyes in the morning. I see the word smile and then I remember to smile. In Vietnam, there's a lot of mosquitoes, so everybody has a mosquito net for sleeping. So I stuck the word smile on the top of my mosquito net, and every time I would open my eyes in the morning, I would see that word, and I would practice smiling. I hope that my friends can also do that. It's a very pleasant practice. The first thing we do at the beginning of the day is to smile. Why should we smile? Waking up this morning, I smile because I have 24 brand new hours. 24 brand new hours just for me are right in front of me. That's why I smile. Every morning when you wake up, you have a gift. 24 brand new stainless hours. It's a wonderful gift. So the smile is to celebrate life. To see that you have 24 hours to live, and that's something wonderful. I remember the first time I was in the United States, every morning I would open. Every morning when I opened the door, there was a bottle of milk delivered to my door. There was the person who would deliver milk to my door, and you open the door, and there you see your bottle of milk. So now, it's life that's delivered to us. 24 brand new hours. And when you wake up in the morning, you should smile and accept that gift. Thay's reciting it in Vietnamese. Waking up this morning, I smile because I have this gift of 24 immaculate hours for myself. This is the practice of mindfulness giving us joy. We should smile to life. And if you know how to smile to life, you can also smile to death later on. Death is not something horrible. Death is essential to life. Without death, there is no life. Without mud, no lotus. That is the teaching of the Buddha. Very deep. The third line of the poem, I vow to live each moment fully. I vow to live each moment fully. So please, everyone, translate this poem into your own language. It has brought me a lot of joy to practice. I'm going to write it on the board in Vietnamese. And everyone can translate it into many languages, Italian, Spanish, etc. Waking up. Took, the first word took means awakening, awakening. Ye is waking up. Took ye, waking up, getting up. Miệng is the mouth. Mỉm cười, smile. Cười, smile. 24. 한 번, 24. yeah, ours. Then koi is like immaculate. There is already a version in French, maybe Italian, Spanish, in your mind. Sinuin, make a vow, to make a determination. Shong, live. I'm determined to live. I vow to live. Dawn Ben, fully. I vow to live deeply these 24 hours. If not, it would be a waste. I'm very fortunate, but how many of us waste their life? We waste. Life is a wonderful gift. And we should receive it with our whole heart and cherish these moments of life. Every day, every hour, every minute. That's the teaching of the Buddha. It is a miracle to be here alive. We speak of enlightenment, of awakening. What enlightenment? What awakening? The first is this, the awareness that we're here alive and life is available for us to live. We shouldn't let anger, despair, jealousy prevent us from living our life. That's so silly. So I'm determined to live deeply, fully. And then the last, fourth line. Matung, eyes of compassion, the eye of love. Nhìn, to look. Mục đời, with the eyes of compassion, I will look at all of life. The eye of the Buddha. We don't look through the eyes of anger, of discrimination. We look through the eyes of compassion. We see humans, we see living beings with compassion. We have compassion for people. We also have compassion for animals, for plants, and also minerals. Because the Buddha's love embraces everything without discrimination. And I make the vow to live fully these 24 hours. And I will use the eye of love for that, to look at that gentleman, at that lady, everyone. It's a very lovely teaching and a very lovely practice and very effective. If you practice, you can do it like this. As you breathe in, you recite the first line. Waking up this morning, I smile. That is already a very beautiful practice. And then as you breathe out, you recite silently to yourself the second line. 24 brand new hours for me to live. What a beautiful gift. And we can keep the smile. We start our smile on the first line, and we keep our smile. And during that time, we make the vow. So as we breathe in a second time, we make the vow not to waste our day. I don't want to waste these 24 hours of life. I want to live my 24 hours deeply so that peace, joy, and love are possible. Imagine a young man, 16 years old, who's become a novice monk, learning these kinds of things. It nourishes so much and it gives him a lot of joy and happiness. I was a happy novice. I had a fantastic teacher. He loved me so much. I was very fortunate. And I think you are also fortunate to have the chance to meet the Buddha early in your life. You're very lucky. And the Buddha gives us all this wisdom, this joy, this happiness in the practice. And when you breathe in, you make the vow to use, this is as you breathe out, you make the vow to use the eyes of compassion to look at all of life. The Buddha looks at the world in that way, with the eyes of compassion, and you, who are a friend of the Buddha, as a young friend of the Buddha, you can do the same. You can look around you, and you have compassion to offer, not just to him or to her, but to everyone, even the ones who are a little bit mean. Because mean boys and girls or men and women, they're not very happy, and we want to have compassion for them. There are many talented musicians in this room. We have to make music. We need music to practice. In Plum Village, we practice with music. We already have the poetry. We need the music. So in that notebook there were about 50 of these poems, these verses, and I had to learn them all by heart. When I brush my teeth, there's a poem for me to practice. Even when I use the toilet, there's also a poem to practice. We can practice through poetry and music. When I turn on a lamp, there's a poem for turning on the light. So living in this kind of atmosphere, I very easily became a poet, because everything was poetry, everything is music. There's a lot of poetry and a lot of music in the practice of Buddhism, and that's why artists and musicians can contribute a lot to creating this kind of dharma that's so easy and pleasant to practice. Another day, I'll talk about the other verses, but the verse for today is waking up and that's enough. maybe that's enough for the children. So when you hear the sound of the small bell, the children can stand up and bow to the Sangha and continue your practice outside. This is the children. Have a good day. Have fun.